Ravi, Vayaviu es haMishkan el Moshe, and they brought the Mishkan to Moshe, es haOyel ves kol kelo, the oil and all its kelim. And the Rabban explains, Vayaviu es haMishkan el Moshe means they brought the Urios haMishkan, the bottom Urios. Es haOyel means the Urios haEzim, ves kol kelo and all its kelim. Krasov, the hooks, the beams, Berichov, its bars, the amudov and its pillars, the adonov and its sockets. It is interesting the way the Ramban learns that the Mishkan is referring to the Urias HaMishkan and the oil is referring to the Urias HaIzim. One has to understand what the Lashon es kol kelov is referring to. There weren't any kelim to the Urias HaMishkan and the Urias HaOil. The smichse orois ha'elim ha'me'odomim and the covering of the orois elim ha'odomim. Besmichse ores techoshim and the covering of the tachash, the es haparoiches hamosoch, and the paroiches, which was a protection between the kodesh and the kodesh hakadoshim. Another diuk that can be made here is the fact that the pasuk is separating the coverings of the mishkan. It says first the urias hamishkan and the urias haoil, and then in pasuk lamed dalid it first says the coverings of the Ores Elim Ha'odomim and Ores Techashim. But in between the first two covers and the last two covers, it says Krosov, Krosov, Brichov, Amudov, and Adonov. Why doesn't it put all four coverings together like it does in Parshas Vayakel, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud Aleph, where it says over there, Es HaMishkan, Aholoi, Mechseyu, all four coverings, and then first Krosov, Krosov, Brichov, Amudov, and Adonov. Over here, it is Mafzik in between the coverings. Also, in Parshas Vayakel, the Lashon is first the Aron and then the Paroiches, in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud Beis. But over here, it changes the order. It says Paroiches, and then it first says, in Pasuk Lamed Hei, the Aron. Es Aron Ha'edus, the Aron for the Luchos Ha'edus, the Es Badov and its poles, the Es HaKapores and the lid for the Aron. Es HaShulchan Ves Kol Kelov, the Shulchan and all its Kelim, the Es Lechem HaPonim and the Lechem HaPonim. These are all the things that were brought to Moshe. Now one has to understand that this all took place on Chaf Hei Kislev. Chazal tell us on the 25th day of Kislev was the date that the Kelim and the whole Mishkan was finished and it was brought before Moshe. The Netziv asks, how is it possible that the Lechem HaPonim, which is brought on the 25th of Kislev, should stay fresh and warm until Rosh Chodesh Nisan when the Mishkan was put up? And he answers, either it was Bederech Nes, or this Lechem HaPonim that was mentioned here was only a dugma, a sample, and it was not used. They baked new ones to be fresh on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This was just to show how it would look. Es HaMenorah HaTahira, the menorah made of pure gold, Es Neroseho, its lamps, Neros HaMarocho, the lamps of arrangement, Ves Kol Keleho, and all her kelim, referring to the tweezers and the shovels, the ace Shemen Hama'or and the Shemen Hama'or, the ace Mizbach Hazov and the golden Mizbeach, the ace Shemen HaMishcha ve'es Keteres HaSamen, and the anointing oil and the Keteres HaSamen, ve'es Mosach Pesach HaOil, and the curtain that was at the entrance of the oil Moed, ace Mizbach HaNechoshes, the copper Mizbeach, ve'es Michbar HaNechoshes Asherloi, and the copper Michbar, which was an ornament made Masei Reshes, netted work, which was on the Mizbeach. It was made of copper. Es Badov, its poles, Ves Kol Kelov, and all its Kelim, all the Kelim of the Mizbeach, Es HaKiyor Ves Kanan, the Kiyor and the Kanan. It is interesting that the Pasuk over here only mentions the Badim by two of the four Kelim that had Badim. The Oroin, in Pasuk Lamed Hei, it says, Es Oroin Ha'edos Ves Badov. But in Pasuk Lamed Vav, Es HaShulchan, it does not mention the Badim. The Mizbach HaZov and Pasuk Lamed Ches, the Badim are also not mentioned. And then again, in Pasuk Lamed Ches, by the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, it mentions again Es Badov. So why are Badim mentioned by the Oroin and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, and not by the Shulchan and the Mizbeach HaZov? The Netziv discusses this question, and he says that since this took place on Chaf Hei Kislev, the Pasuk is stressing that by the Oren and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, when Bezalel brought the Kelim to Moshe on Chaf Hei Kislev, the Badim had to be in place by the Oren and by the Mizbeach HaNechoshes from Chaf Hei Kislev until Rosh Chodesh Nisan when the Mishkan was put up. But by the Shulchan and the Mizbeach HaZov, it was not necessary to put in the Badim at that date at Chaf Hei Kislev. And what is the reason for this? He explains, because the Oren symbolizes Torah, and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes symbolizes Avodah. And since Torah and Avodah are always with Klal Yisrael, Avodah referring to Tefillah in our days, even when Klal Yisrael is in Golos, they always have Torah and Avodah. So the Pasuk is telling you that the Yidden will be carried, which is symbolized by the Badim, through Torah and Avodah, even when they're in Golos. And that's why by Chaf Hei Kislev, even before the Mishkan was put up, before they were settled, so to speak, Be'ad Mosom in their land, they always have, and they always will be carried through the Badim of Torah and Avodah. Masha Enken, the Shulchan, which symbolizes Malchus, and the Mizbeach HaZov, which symbolizes Kahuna. Malchus and Kahuna will not be Noigea, will not be pertinent until the Yidden are Shori Bad Moslem, they are in their own land, with the Beis HaMikdash being up. That's when you have Malchus and Kahuna. And that's why the Pasuk says, do not put the Badim into the Shulchan and the Mizbeach HaZov on Chaf Hei Kislev, because that will symbolize that before everything is set in place, before the Yidden are settled in their land, and before the Mishkan is put up, they will not be carried by the Kahuna and the Malchus. One last dig that should be noted on these Psukim is the change in how the Torah is calling the Mizbeachos. Here, in Pasuk Lamed Ches and Pasuk Lamed Tes, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaKtoris, is referred to Mizbeach HaZohov, and in Pasuk Lamed Tes, the Atzah Mizbeach is referred to the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Until this point, all along, they always referred to, the Torah always referred to, the Mizbeach HaPnimi as the Mizbeach HaKtoris, and Mizbeach HaChitzoin as the Mizbeach HaOilah, like we find in Parshas Vayakel, Perik Lamed Hei, Pasuk Tesvav, Ves Mizbeach HaKtoris, and in Pasuk Tezayin, Es Mizbeach HaOilah, and many times throughout Parshas Truma, Tetzav, and Vayakel Bekudei, they are always referred to as the Mizbeach HaKtoris and Mizbeach HaOilah. Only over here does it switch to tell us what it was made of, Mizbeach HaZov and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. And the Pasuk continues, Eskali haChotzer, he also brought the curtains for the Chotzer, Es Amudeo Ves Adonero, her Amudim and her Adonim, her pillars and her sockets, Ves Amosav L'Shar haChotzer, and the curtain for the entrance of the Chotzer, Es Mesarov V'Seidoseho, his strings and her pegs, Ves Kol Klei Avodas HaMishkan L'Oyel Moed, and all the Kalim needed to build the Mishkan and the Oyel Moed. In this pasuk, we see again something that is called Beloshen Zohar and Beloshen Akeva. Es Meisarov, his Meisarim, Viseidoi Seho, and her pegs. The same thing, whatever it is referring to, whether it is the Mishkan or it is referring to the Chatzar, but it says that it is his strings and her pegs. Similarly, we find the Parshas Vayakel on the pasuk, Perik Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says, Es Kalei HaChotzer, Es Amudov Ves Adorneho. And Rashi says, we find that Chotzer is referred to as Lashon Zohar and Lashon Akeva. Amudov, his Amudim, and her Adonim. It is interesting that over here, the Lashon Zohar and Lashon Akeva is not used on Amudov and Adorneho, because in the beginning of the Pasuk, Pasuk Mem, it says Amudeho Ves Adorneho, Lashon Akeva. But in the middle of the Pasuk, concerning the strings and the pegs, it switches to be that one should be called Lashon Zohar and one should be called Lashon Akeva. As Bigdei Hasrot, he brought the Bigdei Hasrot, the covers of the Kalim, L'shores Bakodesh, to serve Bakodesh. As Bigdei Hakodesh L'Aron HaKoyin, the holy clothing for Aaron HaKoyin, Ves Bigdei Vodov L'Chayin, and the clothing for the Koyin Hedget. Like everything that Hashem commanded Moshe, Bitzalel and Oliyov made the Kalim. Vayar Moshe es kol ha-melocha. And Moshe saw that all the melocha, v'hinei osu oiso kasher tziva Hashem, kein osu, they did it the way Hashem commanded them. Every detail was exactly the way it was supposed to be. Vayavarach oiso Moshe, and Moshe benched them. What bracha did he give them? Rashi brings down, Yirotzoin shetishra shechina b'masi yadechem, let it be the will of Hashem that the shechina should rest in your work. And let the sweetness of Hashem be upon us. That was the bracha that Moshe gave Klal Yisrael when he saw on Chaf Hei Kislev all the Kalim and the whole Mishkan finished. And Rashi says, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayaviu es HaMishkon, and they brought the Mishkon. Rashi is bothered. Usually when somebody built something, he puts the whole thing together to show people how it looks, a finished product. But over here, the Pesukim seem to be mashma that it was brought piece by piece, and it was not set up. And that's what Rashi is coming to answer over here. Vayaviu es HaMishkon, Shelehoi Recholim LaKimoi. They were not able to erect the Mishkan. It was too heavy. And since Moshe did not do any work in the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left for him the mitzvah of erecting the Mishkan. Nobody was able to erect it because of the heaviness of the beams. There is no strength in a person to erect and set upright these beams. Moshe hemidon, but Moshe was able to set them up. Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eich efshar kamosei al yidei adam? How is it possible for somebody to erect such a heavy structure? Amar loy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Asoik ato biyodecho. You busy yourself with your hands and act as if you're doing it. Nira kemakimai. It will look as if you are erecting the Mishkan. V'hu nizkaf v'kom me'elov. But in actuality, it will be erected by itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will erect the Mishkan. V'zehu shenemar. And that is what the Pasuk says further on in the Parsha. Hukam ha-Mishkan. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan was hukam, put up. Hukam me'elov. It was put up by itself. Not Ayde Moshe. It just looked like Moshe put it up. Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma, and this is brought down in the Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. And Rashi continues, Vayavarach Oysa Moshe, what was the bracha that Moshe gave Klai Yisrael on Chof Hei Kislev? Omar lo, he said to him, Yirotzon Shetishra Shechina B'masi Yadechem, let it be the will of Hashem that the Shechina should rest in the work of your hands, the Mishkan, V'inoyim Hashem Alekeinu Aleinu, and let the sweetness of Hashem be upon us. V'hu Echad Miyudalof Mizmurim Shebitzfila L'Moshe. V'hi Noyam is one of the 11 Mizmurim that were said by Moshe Rabbeinu. It is written in Tillim, and it starts with Tfilah L'Moshe. These two brachas mentioned in Rashi are also mentioned in another place. In Parsha Shmini, which took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day the Mishkan was put up, Moshe and Aharon also benched Klal Yisrael. In Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, the Pasuk says, V'yetzu v'yavaruchu es ha'om, and they came out, and they benched the Om. And Rashi brings down, what did they bench Klal Yisrael with? Amru, V'inoyim Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, Yirotzen Shetishra Shechina B'Masi Yadechem. The diak is that it is interesting that the post, Rashi over there reverses the order. It says first, V'inoyim, and then Yirotzen, as opposed to in our Rashi, the Yirotzen is first, and then the V'inoyim.